Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's talk about this big headline today. First off, that American has bumped as many passengers this year as all of their competitors combined. Why is this, Billy?
Well, it's been a very challenging summer and fall for American Airlines for two reasons. One is the continued cancellation of the 737 MAX flights. That continues to haunt not only American but Southwest and many other airlines across the world. American has hinted that there's been some cancellations and some delays due to some issues that they've had with their mechanics, where they're alleging that they have intentionally grounded or delayed some flights. So it's been extremely challenging for American Airlines, and it's been extremely challenging for more than 12,000 passengers who got involuntarily bumped from their flights.
So what does that mean for a passenger? Let's say they get bumped from an airline like American. What happens then? What's the process? What do they have to go through to get to their destination?
Well, the airline is required to rebook them and also give them a refund. If they can't rebook them, if they can rebook them for a flight within 2 hours, they still owe about 200% of what they paid for the fare, up to around $650. But if they can't do that and they have to wait more than 2 hours for the next flight, they get a minimum of 400% or $1,350 that they would be compensated for. And then they also get their flight. So I think it's a huge inconvenience for passengers. But it's something that the airlines need to fix it very quickly, because especially with Thanksgiving and the holiday season coming, it could be huge for them.
That was going to be my next question, Billy. A whole bunch of people are getting ready to fly next week as the holidays get rolling. Is this a great big red flag, not only if you're booked on American, but on one of the other major carriers?
Well, what I would do is, if I'm flying next week, is just to make sure that my reservation is still on. I would check the type of plane that I'm flying, making sure that that my reservation is still running. But I do think that American, Southwest, Delta, all these other airlines that have been affected with 737 MAX issues have been working diligently for it. They're expecting for December 1st to be one of the busiest days ever in airline travel. So I know that the airlines have been preparing and hopefully minimizing this unintentional bumping, and hopefully the weather will hold up so that people can travel without any major issues.
Is this likely to be a big challenge all over again in about a month at Christmas time?
Well, I think if the airlines continue to overbook, which we have seen American overbook and a few others, that will continue to be the challenge. It may not be the challenge for an airline like Southwest, and that since 2017 they haven't implemented overbooking, meaning they don't sell more seats than they actually have. So it depends. It's going to be depending from airline to airline, but I think that the airlines are really catching on to this, because it's really hurting not only their customer satisfaction scores, but it's going to hurt their profits.
And a big headline like this about American and all the passengers that they've bumped this year, does that hurt their business in the long run?
I think it's a reputation issue that American is going to have that's a consequence from all of these bumpings. We've seen the sentiment of passengers kind of dip, especially during this year in 2019. And then also with the removal of some of the perks and benefits that they've had from the Advantage program, I think it's going to be a long-term detriment that American is going to have to really build back up their loyalty and their flyer base.
If someone is trying to get to grandma's house and they're flying next Wednesday and they should be bumped from their flight, what is your advice to them? What do they need to do to try to work this to their best advantage?
So what I would suggest is just to make sure that first you take it with a lot of patience, and that's key to all of this. I know it could be frustrating when you get bumped, but first be patient and know that a resolution can happen. Ask for every type of alternative, from getting a full refund and your compensation to be put on a different airline. Ask for all those choices. Airlines are required to get you there. Sometimes they have interline opportunities, which means they have arrangements with other airlines to be able to put you on other flights. So ask for all the choices, be patient, be courteous, and usually you get a resolution for it. But the likelihood of you being bumped is actually pretty low. It's probably one in about 1,500 if you're flying next week. But if it happens to you, just the key thing is just be patient and look for a good solution.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.